Today's readings, we have two contrasting figures. One in the first reading, we have King Ahaz, who lacks faith, who rashly reacts to the Lord's word to him and refuses to ask for a sign. And then in the gospel, we have Our Lady, who wisely responds to the word of God, who responds to the angel in faith. Instead of rashly reacting like the king, the queen responds with wisdom and faith. These two opposing perspectives on faith and our response to God's revelation got me thinking about my least favorite topic, which is probably the SSPX, to a lesser degree, the problem of sedevacantism in the church. These two groups have been a thorn in the side in the church for a number of decades now, especially over the past few years in particular. So we'll reflect a little bit on that. Someone might say at the beginning, well, why aren't you, instead of speaking about that, why don't you speak about what the Vatican said regarding same-sex blessings? Well, for one, I prepared this homily a few weeks ago before that came out, for today specifically. But two, if you want to know my opinion on the Vatican's document, listen to Michael Lofton on Reason and Theology. I share his opinion on that. I read the document with a spirit of docility, not with a spirit of hostility, and I find nothing in it to panic about or be reactionary about. Speaking of reactionary, it does tie in to today's homily. Regarding the SSPX, like probably most Catholics, I didn't even know they existed growing up. Never heard about them till I became a friar. But as a priest, I do ask myself, why would people even fathom frequenting or being part of such a group? Because a number of people who go there are very good people, very smart in many ways, very capable. So why go to that extreme? For every action, they say there's an equal and opposite reaction. The SSPX is a reactionary movement. It's a reaction against the cultural craziness of the 60s and 70s. It was born as a reaction against real and perceived modernist problems in the church. Not all that seems to be modernist really is, but perception becomes reality for people. And so the real and perceived modernist problems gave birth to this movement started by an archbishop in the 1970s. And as tradition would have it, it's always been the clergy who started the heresies and the schisms in the church. So the SSPX is very traditional in that respect. Nothing new under the sun there. Reactionary Catholicism is not rooted in faith or in a spirit of faith. It's rooted in something else, actually. So why do people go there, I ask myself. I think for some people, they're just misled. They're told that the SSPX is not in schism with the church, even though the church defines schism as, quote, the refusal of submission to the supreme pontiff or of communion with the members of the church subject to him, unquote, Canon 751, Canon Law. The reality of the SSPX is a textbook definition of schism. So if the shoe fits, at least be honest enough to wear it, right? I think some of their priests are. Actually, they don't celebrate their liturgies in union or in communion with the Catholic Church. They celebrate them in opposition, in resistance to the Catholic Church. I've heard that they at least discourage, if not outright forbid, their people from attending Catholic masses, what they call Novus Ordo masses, even telling them that it's a mortal sin to do so. Sure sounds schismatic when you think about it, doesn't it? If it looks like a duck, swims like a duck, quacks like a duck. I don't want to harp on this idea of schism too much, but the church's definition of schism does fit them so well that you even have a very well-known sympathizer of theirs who comes out with a new catechism in which he redefines what schism is. He actually redefines it. He says it's refusing to recognize the supreme pontiff or have canonical communion with him and other members of the church. No, it's not refusal to recognize the supreme pontiff. It's refusal to submit to him, refusing to obey him, essentially. And then what the author says after that about what he considers lawful disobedience to the Pope is simply disgraceful, frankly. Maybe the truth of what schism is hits too close to home, so what do? You might have to redefine it. There are those who attend the SSPX simply, I think, because of old-fashioned pride, too. They're just convinced that they know better than the Church. Pride blinds us to the truth. The SSPX movement is essentially a new variant of Gnosticism. It's the elite or the select few who know the secret truth that God's hiding from everyone else. Only they know the secret truth and have it, and so presumably only they would be saved. I'm sure some of them probably think that. Other people who go there used to be Protestants, then they became Catholics, but I suspect that they never stopped really being Protestant. The SSPX is just a new Catholic, more Catholic-looking form of Protestantism, essentially, of protesting against the Church and the Holy Father. If some people go there because of pride, we'll just add here that it takes humility to be Catholic. It takes humility to not be in charge and to submit yourself to the Church. Sometimes you can really feel that it takes a lot of humility to do that. Some people maybe take refuge in the SSPX because of fear of the world, fear of what they would call contamination. I can understand and sympathize with that to a certain extent. But to go so far as to frequent the SSPX shows really a lack of faith and a lack of trust in God, essentially. For others, maybe they go there because of anger, right? Anger at the Church for various reasons. Many people are angry at certain priests or bishops. For others, maybe it's naivete. What's wrong with a reverent Latin Mass, they say. Why? What do you have against the Latin Mass, Father? I don't have anything against the Latin Mass. But it doesn't matter to them that the priest isn't in union with Rome and is celebrating the Mass illicitly, so sinfully in the eyes of the Church. That should matter to us. Some who take refuge in the SSPX might do so because they have a weak and somewhat shallow faith, with all due respect. They probably know the Baltimore Catechism and not much else except the propaganda that they get fed from the SSPX and the perspectives therein. I'm sure there are many who go there also for the externals too. Singing, smells, the bells, the modest attire. So there is a superficial piety and a false sense of security that's perceived. And again, perception becomes reality for people. Right? It looks and sounds and feels like the real Church, therefore it must be. That's the thinking. I call it a superficial piety because the whole movement itself is drenched in a spirit of disobedience and pride. It's the external piety of the Pharisees in essence. That doesn't exclude that some of the people who go there might be and probably sincerely are very pious. You can be very sincerely pious and also misled at the same time, and also naive as well. Honestly, I think sometimes that these things do turn into worshiping the Latin Mass itself rather than worshiping God. And yes, there is a difference between the two. As good and as beautiful as the Latin Mass is, when ideology is involved, the form of the Mass can actually turn into a form of idolatry for some people. It can be what we call a spiritually disordered attachment, an attachment to something that's good, but it's not a healthy attachment to that thing. Some people go to the SSPX simply because they've just fallen in with the wrong crowd. It's like when your parents used to say, you know, I don't want you hanging around those kids, they're nothing but troublemakers, and you go and hang around with them anyway. Doesn't matter what mom and dad say. Some just choose the wrong people to be their friends and their spiritual guides and spiritual influencers. That includes listening to certain internet outlets like LifeSite News and other YouTube personalities that are very problematic. Even some priests, bishops, archbishops, sadly. You are the company that you keep. That's what I was told when I was growing up. And it becomes a subtle form of infiltration, too, to borrow from somewhat of a recent book title. Why are some of my friends and family going now to the SSPX? It's because we've been infiltrated. Speaking of infiltration, for some, the SSPX resonates with a conspiracy theory view of life, too. They think, well, the government's totally corrupt. You can't trust it at all. There's some truth to that. But then they just apply that filter to their faith life, right? The church is totally corrupt. The Vatican's totally corrupt. You can't trust it either. It ends up being a defect in the fourth commandment, honor your father and mother, which is also an injunction about respecting legitimate authority in general. There's a lack of respect for legitimate authority in these groups while succumbing to or embracing an authoritarian system or ethos at the same time, which is what the trad world offers. It might sound ironic, right? Rejecting authority but becoming authoritarian. It does make sense, though. For example, Lucifer spurns God's authority, but at the same time, he rules his own kingdom of hatred with an iron fist. So the can't trust authority spirit resonates with some people. I think they find kindred spirits with that in some of these chapels. For others, they get roped into the SSPX because of family members or spouses. These are probably the saddest cases, actually. And the wife thinks, well, the husband's the head of the household, so I've got to let him be the spiritual leader. And then he begins to lead you to places that God does not want you to go. The only thing that's sadder than that is the children, of course. When the children get led like lambs into the schism, when they grow up and their faith world is only the little unhealthy bubble. Children are always the victims of extremes, no matter what the extreme. Also, the reason people go there is simply because the devil is a great deceiver. He's not only the father of lies, so we know he knows how to lie, but he's also more cleverly, he knows how to counterfeit, he knows how to ape the truth. Almost all the external trappings of the Catholic Church are found in the SSPX, even most or a lot of the devotions, right? They may even have a picture of the Holy Father hanging up somewhere in the building. When I think of that, it reminds me of the story of the lady who visited Ted Kennedy, the now deceased senator from my home state, pro-abortion and all the like, right? The lady saw a picture of the Holy Father, John Paul II, in Ted Kennedy's office, hanging up there. She asked the senator, if you hang up his picture in your office, why don't you obey him? It's a good question. So almost all the external Catholics, externals are there with the SSPX. All they're lacking, well, they're lacking humility and submission and obedience to the church and the blessing of God. Things that they must think that everything else that they have will make up for. In the end, whatever reason people have for getting involved in that group, in the end, it's still just another form of rebellion. It's rebelling against legitimate spiritual authority. It's refusing to actually believe in the indefectibility of the church, that the church will not defect in the faith. It's refusing to trust that the Holy Spirit guides the church. It's refusing to distance yourself from people who are spiritually not good for you to be around. And it's a refusal of what we call the via media, the middle ground between the extremes, which is what the church has always been, actually. It's always been the middle ground. The middle ground with the wheat and the tares, with the good and the bad, with saints and sinners in it as well. The middle ground, where some parts of the ground are more shakier and more problematic than other parts, and some parts are sounder and more fruitful. Parable of the Sower, Matthew 13, is a great illustration of the church in that respect. So we can apply an Old Testament principle here. Deuteronomy 5:32, we read, "You shall be careful to do as the Lord your God has commanded you. You shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left." Don't turn aside to the right with the radical traditionalists. Don't turn aside to the left with the secular modernists. The modernist heresy triggers the traditionalist schism. It's action-reaction. God does not want us being reactionaries. The SSPX is not united to the Catholic Church. They're not united to us in faith or in governance or in worship. No, not even in faith. Among other things, they reject John Paul II's profession of faith in 1998. They reject that, among other things. So those who go there thinking that they're receiving the pure faith are purely deceived. Instead of reacting to the evils in the world and in the church, we're called to respond to them, to respond in faith. And the response is the call to holiness. It's the call that God gives to all true Catholics and all true reformers. All true reformers first reform themselves, and they remain in the church and are obedient to and docile to the church. Everything else is pseudo-reform. It's reactionary. It's the faith of Ahaz compared to the faith of Our Lady, if you want to use the readings from today. So let's ask Our Lady to intercede for these people. Let's continue to pray for those who have been poached from the church and pulled into schism. Let's pray for the conversion of their hearts, because as we said, many of them are very good and even lovable people. Praise be Jesus and Mary, now and forever.